Around the world?
Said Passepartout to himself.
Well, really?
He thought, shaking his head. Just when he finally thought he had the perfect job. He wanted to work for Phileas Fogg because he was a gentleman who lived a quiet life, who always did the same things. And now? How could this be a quiet life?
Pack a small bag with just my night things in it, please, and pack one for yourself. We can buy everything else when we need it.
Added Phileas Fogg. And with these orders, he left the room. Passepartout continued to feel a little confused, but he followed his master's orders. He quickly packed their bags, and at 8 o'clock they were ready to leave the house. Phileas Fogg opened Passepartout's bag and put £20,000 into it. He closed it tightly. 20 minutes later, they were at the station.
It must be the money for the journey,
thought Passepartout as he sat on the train thinking nervously about the money in his bag. He did not want to lose the bag. After being in the newspapers, Phileas Fogg's journey wasn't a secret. Soon, everybody in London was talking about Phileas Fogg's departure and his plan to go around the world in 80 days. Some people thought he was mad. Others said he was a genius. But a few days later, the front pages had another story. A certain Inspector Fix, a detective for Scotland Yard, said he knew the identity of the thief. All the evidence pointed in one direction, to a well-known and respectable member of the Reform Club, Mr. Phileas Fogg.